Well, it fundamentally shapes where development occurs and what volume. So, for example, when St. Augustine, which is the longest populated city in the United States, was founded by the Spanish, it was founded particularly at the Matanzas Inlet, because that gave access to the whole Indian River Lagoon, as well as providing weather protection to the fleet. But if you look at all the big cities in Florida, almost every single one of them is where a river meets the ocean. Jacksonville, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Pensacola, Tampa, Fort Myers, all of them. And so that's very typical of the way in which transportation and geography guide where economic growth is going to occur. Then as technology changes, we get further changes.
Transportation technology?
Yes, exactly. So consider when in Florida, Flagler brought his railroad down the East Coast that became the Florida East Coast Railroad, and Plant brought his railroad to Tampa. And so as those railroads provided greater access, it created commerce and cities and urbanization all along those routes. And our roadways do exactly the same thing. I-95 came down the East Coast and I-75 came down the West Coast. And what's so ironic about all of that is we tend to have more people from the East Coast on the East Coast of Florida when they migrate and retire, and more people from the Midwest tend to be on the West Coast of Florida because they come down those transportation routes.
Even still,
to this day, there is a much higher percentage of people who retire from the Midwest to the West Coast of Florida and from the East Coast of the United States to the East Coast of Florida.
Because they travel those major roadways.
That's exactly right. So it dominates the transportation systems, dominate the locations and volumes of growth.
So we can see that historically, the availability of transportation has made a huge difference in where people settled. First the rivers, then the railroads, then the highway system, and so on. So what about now? What transportation systems are going to help craft the next page in Central Florida development history?
Well, I think clearly it's going to be the Central Florida Expressway Authority. Now, that's a new authority that was formed from the expressway authorities for each of the counties. And now they've all been combined, and it is a big, powerful roadway-producing system. For example, the 417 on the east side was opened up in the late 1990s. And when that 55-mile piece of roadway opened up, it caused growth to come over to the east side of Orlando. And after that, in the decade of the 2000s, approximately 65% of all residential development occurred along the State Road 417 corridor on the east side of the metropolitan area.
Wait, 65% of all residential development was along that road?
Well, along the corridor in this whole broad area that was opened up by these transportation improvements.
I see. So not only is along the road prime real estate when it comes to residential, but sort of like the rivers going to the oceans, the nearby areas are also hot at that time.
That's exactly right. And now we have the completion on the west side of the Wekiva Parkway, and that will complete the entire beltway system around the Orlando metropolitan area. And that is critical to the growth and development of the community. And again, it will guide growth. And now we'll have more growth on the west side because that new roadway corridor has opened up that whole part of the community, providing access to it. In addition, I think the other emphasis will be on the 528 multimodal corridor that would basically connect the airport to Port Canaveral and provide a multimodal corridor with rail and with roadway and with a petroleum pipeline. And that will really be transformative to the community because it will allow us to begin to get our oil by pipeline from ships that could dock at Canaveral. Today, we get most of our oil through Tampa and then by truck.
Thank you for saving me from having to ask multi-what? A multimodal corridor, that means a pipeline, a railway, and the beach line?
Yeah, and the beach line may be expanded. So that is the plan for that area.
Is there another major transportation project that goes along?
Absolutely. It's All Aboard Florida. All Aboard Florida is a passenger rail project that would connect Miami to Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and Orlando, and it would connect at the Orlando International Airport. The airport already has plans underway to accommodate a terminal for All Aboard Florida. All Aboard Florida Railroad would run across this multimodal corridor, as we discussed. These type of transportation improvements really are transformative.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Great to be with you.